Inclement weather. Drive on.
I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember. Yiddish, English. I don't remember. English.
Okay.
English.
Well, I could try. You never know.
English.
Okay, fine. Fine. So, in principle, what's the matter with you, though? What's the matter? Okay. Okay.
That's
it. Okay. I'm
going to put my kids in the car here. And then
excuse me.
Okay, so the truth of the matter is, you know, this topic for tonight, the Din of Eve, is in principle the first part of the Mesechta Avodah Zarah. It's very nagea today, but there's not much to be mechadish here. I'm not trying to mechadish, in fact. Just it's very interesting. If there is any kind of, if any kind of topic, so to say, that has to do with the conditions of time, so then it's exactly this. Eivo, that's what it is. So here in the Chorov Medalev, which is more or less last week's, that was last Shabbat, in fact. So we have here the Gemara, the famous Gemara. The Mishnah says that a Jewish midwife should not help a goy to an avedes kechovim to have a child. But Israel lo tiyal tovis kechovim vifnei shemiyaledet ben avedes kechovim. So it doesn't say clearly what's the issa, the miyaledes avedes kechovim. What is the issa exactly? You know, so we don't like it. Could be we are racial. Could also be. But what's this concept of Mifneshedet Ben Avedis Kuchov? So it doesn't say clearly. Bems in the Shem doesn't say a specific issue on that. But it's also. It's certainly also. It's included in something that has to do with Avedis Ova. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara says there is a heter. First, the Gemara says two heterim. The Gemara says, first of all, the Schar is Mutter Mishumeva. When you're talking about Tzchak, she's being paid midwife, then she's permitted to do that Mishum Eivor. So Rav Yosef Leimeimah, that Rav Yosef thought that this same heter would apply even on Shabbos. The same story. If she's going to be paid on Shabbos, so it's Mutter Mishum Eivor. So as far as Tzchak itself is concerned, she'll throw it away. That's it seems to be. But Mishum Eivor, it should be Mutter. So Abai told him you cannot do that because you could have an excuse, and this is, you could tell them that the reason we don't want to do it on Shabbos is because we have principles, we have religious principles, which we do appreciate as well. Namely, that somebody who, you know, we observe Shabbos under the most difficult conditions, but we only, and sometimes, yes, we transgress it, and we relieve ourselves from the issa, but this is only for people who, generally speaking, keeping Shabbos. If they're not keeping Shabbos, then we don't do that. So they accept it. They accept it. It's self-understood in today's world, this excuse would not be acceptable. We have to understand that, and we have to appreciate that because of the discussion we're going to have later. So I wish they do. Now, Tosfos Akashi here. Tosfos Akashi, we have a discussion, Shomei, Megmiyom, Megminish. How could you, says Toyt, how could you say, and Toyt says, Dovah Poshut, it cannot be that for an that you should be matir because of Eve and Isa Doraifa. It cannot be. And here we're talking about, if you're talking about the process of later that an Isa Doraifa involved, Toyt only mentions one Isa, which is it, Toyt says, the Isa is. Like we find it that somebody puts his hand into the womb of a behemoth and cuts off the Uber, so then they send the Raisa. What's the Isaac? I could do a Migdulo, which is a told of the goddess. The Raisa says to Tirutzim, Yishloim Aduch, Vishavet Alamashber, Shekvar Nekalotze. So therefore, this is concerned, being it's Nekalotze, it's already about to be disconnected, so therefore, there's no Isaac goddess. Inam Kim, the Kondo Chadoshov, Postku Gidulo. Now it seems to be from Toysvis that certainly Isadoraisi will not be Matir. What is this here? The case of if it's already Yeshevet al Hamashber or the Kolilu Chadoshov, is it an Issa the Rabbonon or is it not an Issa? From Poskim it seems to be the day learned Bederech Klal Pshat in Toysvis, it's an Issa the Rabbonon. And probably it is an Issa the Rabbonon because even if you are going to say that cutting off the Uber here would not be an Issa Keshel Atzmoy, which we are going to see is not so simple, but certainly there are many other Yisurim involved, because let's say he's taking a knife or doing anything else, he is Metal Tlmukze. It cannot be that he should not be over some Yisurim the Rabbanon. Cannot be such a thing. And they all say, it seems to be like they learned, that the Shani Primigodim, the Primigodim has a Sophic. It seems to be how to learn Pshat and Toysvis. The Fashle, it seems from Toysvis, that Issa the Rabbanon, you're Matem Mishomeve, you're not Matem Mishomeve, you're not Issa the Raisi. No, we could understand why should the Issa the Rabbanon be Mutter. Hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. Right? In certain situations, Chazal, we're Matem that. And we see it in the Gemara. The Gemara says here, Mishomeve, you're Matem Issa the Rabbanon. There's a Chuvitz from Sofer, however, I just want to mention it, right? The famous Chuvitz from Sofer, who said that cutting off the Uber, right? How do you call it?
Umbilical cord.
Umbilical cord, right, thank you. I was looking for the word. The umbilical cord, cutting itself, is an Issa d'Oraisa. That's what he said. Many have a question that how could it be? Why should it be considered an Issa d'Oraisa? It should be Mloshen Techvigufa, maybe. We are going to discuss it later, maybe. But there's a Chasam Tzofa like this. So according to the Chasam Tzofa, Take, Tzofa is a Tochium, because Tzofa says, under all conditions, that it should be only an Isad Rabbah Nishkin Isad Raisa. But this is what Chum Sofer said. It's an Isad Raisa. But let's take Tosfos as it says here, not only an Isad Rabbah. Now, there is... Yeah. Kuvat HaTor Givezen Amul. Amul, Amul. Givezen. Any night with Manazeh. You know, you gave me a Gemara without a hand. Now there's no hand, Mr. Maven. On the table. Huh? Stuck in the hand. Give me an outfit. Some
service is arguing with
me. You want to argue with me?
No, some service
is arguing with me. Yes, many have a cash on that. The Likutei Or is what some service brings down. The belt from...
He doesn't bring down the traces.
I don't see.
Some service bring down the traces.
Yes, but in a different context. He does not address how does he learn Pshat Mitzvah. He doesn't address it. No. Okay. So you know, but there is an interesting thing. In the beginning of Avodah Zarah, there is a Gemara, famous Gemara. You learn the Gemara. In Davos, I'm a base. Don't call me again.
Simply did, please.
Huh?
Simply did.
Oh. He's saying you should call him.
The Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us a story as follows. So there was some kind of an important person who wanted to give a matana to Rabbi Yehuda Nesir Beb Idoy. In the Yom 8 of this guy, so he wanted to give him a matana, Din Rikisrun Roy. Some kind of a matbea. So Rav Shlok, there was a whole to do. He was asking, so what should he do in such a situation? Because he was concerned that if he takes it, so then the guy is going to be moedel avodah zarah. So he told him, "Tul v'zroikes lebor befonov, o makolshkin david leivo, tlachayaduk tokuim." So you do it in such a way that you are me'abed, you are going to, it will get lost, and he will not notice it, so therefore there will be no eivo. But because of eivo, we would be matir this. In other words, it seems to be from the Gemara, we fashed this. We would be matir. Because only you give him an eitze, how he could do it. But luli de eitze, in the chanam, what the matter, give it mishum eivu. So, b'koshkin david eivu, klach hayadu keim. Okay. So that's posh pshat in the Gemara. You could learn the Gemara differently. You could learn pshat in the Gemara that he gave him an eitzah, so therefore you don't have an issue, and therefore you don't have a problem. And Chanan, if you don't be matim mishum ever, what is the question here? The question would be: it goes to be moed avad yizora, and if it goes to be moed avad yizora, what's kenshin time? Reshom al picho, other reshom al picho, other is an issa which is close to avad yizora, something of this sort, and this seems to be an issa. Or maybe it's an issa d'oraisa. If it's an issa d'oraisa, so then we have a raya from the Gemara that the Gemara was not mati eivor. Or you could say adrabi, we have mati eivor, only that we had an eitzah how to do it. You understand what I'm saying? That's the two-tzot about the Ramshat in the Gemara. We don't know. Now, in fact, this question seems to be addressed in the Ran in the beginning of the Perek, because the Ran quotes the Sefer HaTumah. Quotes the Sefer HaTumah b'shem Rashi Zan, the Ashav Muta Lotzot v'lotzot Zimoyim b'afilu b'yomeidon, which the famous Rashi, the kino begavayti bezvan zeh lo yadiki kule hay. Okay, we could understand it. V'chule v'chule. But then he says, v'oit kosaf, you know, this is the famous Rashi which is quoted in the Rimo, that today they're not really over there. But it's over, so mishumeva via mati, via, we cannot really give, mekedach shkenayt again, we don't have a choice, so to say, don't have a choice, what does that mean? But, okay, evo, yeah, so only, we're talking about Yisuri Darabonu, that's how we could learn. Oit kosaf, that we are saying that ikel mekh shloch da filo ikel mekh shloch even the would be attack bem sachash kol ekh di ikel mekh shm shme ve shor ki dobrin be yud rav yud nisoe ve di gmor sef di gol etze aber kol ekh di dotn to itze the kol ekh di ikel mekh atakanti of dinon if the netze how you could wiggle out from it you do it aber kol ekh di ikel mekh shle ve shor then it's permitted. ולכמה נאמר שורין הפרק עם המידינג אב בת ישראל אותו נגמנו של קוטיס אומרים לסוב הרב יוסף למאור הגמורה ונוקה ולידה בשכר שורי משום איבו ולא ידחין אלה משום דולמות השתמותה סובי אמרתי. The interesting thing here is that the Sefer HaTumah does not say that the נפקימין בצורי דורייס יצורי דבונו, it does not differentiate. Based on this Sefer HaTumah, many אחרונים say that the Sefer HaTumah was not even בצורי דורייס was able not even בצורי דורייס. Now I'm going to show you something interesting. What's the interesting thing here? There is, do you have here? Do you have, 1 second. My friend, my best friend. Give me a Yerudeye. My best friend, give me a Yerudeye. Chedi Gimel, oh, you have it. Oh. Tell me something interesting. In Reish Shadig Aleph, Mlich Mezuzah, there's a Shalei Hotu Lam Pshat Nerimo. This happens all the time. You ask in the swarm stores, they are going, all kinds of going, right? The people from the Bible Belt. Yeah. Okay, so those people, they are mamish aduki bavay dizor. No question about it, because not from the fascists, rough passing holds and avoid over the dizor. So, maybe you're going to say some don't, some do. Those who don't believe in Trinity, maybe not. But I don't know. Fascists, nishkin posh tezach. Said in the Rebo, and the Mekor is a Maril. Oyvi kechom shibikish hitnuloi mezuzo veroitze lekovo bezpizchoi osu litnuloi. The story was over there that there was some Moishel, some Kant, a personal ruler of a town over there, whatever it should be. And everybody was concerned. I don't have to tell him, once upon a time, it wasn't so simple. So the guy wanted to have a mezuzah because he felt it's a shmira for him, it will protect him from evil, whatever. The Maril categorically answered it. He does not say over there, in the Tshuvas Maril, it's not the Tshuvas Maril, it's Minogim. He doesn't say why he answered it. So we don't know if he had the sense of the Raisi, it's the Rabbon, what kind of Isa is it all together? The Remo is making. V'nirele di mekom kam b'mokem diki l'mechash mishum evo, v'sheyera mishum zeh l'Yisroel l'shori. That's what he's saying. Right? Because eventually Yidin could suffer from that, it's mutter. Now how do we learn here pshat in this machlokes here? Is the Maril saying it's an Isa the Raisi and therefore you cannot do it? Consequently, the v'nirele, the Remo who is making because he holds Nishkan Isod Raise, Mishum Evo, like it says here, Mishum Evo, Shira, Mishum Israel, Ishori, therefore he could be Matir. Or do we say, no, it's less than that? Without a doubt. We are going to say that even the Marilit holds a Doraisa, but he prohibits even the Issa de Rabbonon, and the Remo is Meikle, because he holds that you can do it. There's no real Issa here. So therefore, Vadin, it's a situation of Avon, and so on and so forth, you could be Matir even in something which is not Issa de Raisa. Not even Issa de Rabbonon. Question, I don't know if we have to, something to ask, which he's asking. What was it? One second, my dear friend. I need to explain you something. If we are saying there's no Issa de Rabbonon even, what does it mean here exactly that we need here heter? What heter do you need if there is no Issa de Rabbonon even? You understand? Now, that's a very interesting concept. You see concepts in the poskim. There are things which are matters, which are not an Issa de Rabbonon, even Mefurshim Issa de Rabbonon. Nevertheless, it is something, you call it a dover mukhur, you don't do that. It's not a proper behavior. In a such a situation, we are saying it's not recommended to do that. It's a dover mukhur. Then we are saying, maybe you could be matir, which means that there's no real issa, and therefore we are matir. So that we have to explain it. To anybody will understand, to giving a mezuzah to a goy, it's not a nice thing to do. It's a dover mukhur. You don't give a goy a mezuzah. Don't give him sifra. We don't do that. So therefore, maybe we are matir. So the question, how to learn pshatim? There's a tshuva from Rav Kook in Das Kohen, it's a very interesting tshuva, where he says that the reason why the Maril asked it was because Issa d'Oraisa. What's the Issa d'Oraisa? So the tshuva he writes to somebody, to a rov in Swansea, Nishav Kimin, in England, he writes him the tshuva, and writes him, this fellow was asking him that the Vagoyim were asking for Machzorim, for, I don't know, was it Mishnayis? They wanted to have Mishnayis. The Vagoyim, again, how do you call them? Evan?
Evangelicals.
Okay. He said it. Evangelicals.
Evangelicals.
Well, whatever they are. So, Bekitzer. So, maybe it belongs to the Anglican Church. Anglican Church, right? Okay. Bekitzer. There was a goy, a form soicher, right? He wanted to sell Mishnah to a goy. They wanted to have Mishnah, they wanted to learn. So they, yes, Rav Kook, what does he say about it? So, he said, it's very, very difficult to be matir. It's just because the maril is machmir. And why is maril machmir? It says the maril is machmir because there's a locha, as you know, the Mot Sanhedrin, that one is not permitted to be moitz divrei Torah to a goy. You're not permitted to teach goyim. Now, not teaching goyim, what does it exactly mean? Does it mean really you take a goy, you learn with him? Or you give him even the tools to learn? Or not only the tools, anything which is related to Torah, you're not permitted to give him. Moisa divrei Torah to a goy includes everything which has to do with Torah.
It's
different.
A goy is not allowed to learn. So you're
over
the favor if you give a sefer.
Okay. So then, Rav Chaim. So here, I want to explain to you what he's saying. He's saying that he relates to the truth of Rav Kook. But the problem is that Rav Kook learns pshat here by in the Remo. The Remo talks about mezuzah. So here, does the goy say chiddush? You understand what I'm saying? Okay, wonderful. So now, that's the issue here. He broadens the issue in an unbelievable way. Anything which has to do with Torah, he says, is an issur d'oraisa. And therefore he says, look, seems to be, what's the machloek is there between the maril and the remo? In this in itself, if it is an issur d'oraisa or not. Meaning, if you broaden the issur ad kedekach, if you are saying that Enochaname mezuzah would not be included into it, but at least giving them sforim shouldn't be the right thing to do, like my good friend here said, at least an Issa Lifneive. No, Lifneive is a Doraisa. Meandish, said my good friend, what happened about Lifneive? Then Mamshich? I thought it from at my health. Okay. However, in Lifneive, the Chivas Chavasioi and others say that the most flexible Issa that you could find is Lifneive. Wherever you could be toiling, you learned just now over the Zohar many, many times, wherever you could be toiling, even in a very outlandish way that maybe there is no Issa, right? We are making Lifneive. It's not only in the Soviet even, it's much more less. And we are toiling. Wherever we could be toiling, the fact is, we wasn't above also. Wherever we could be toiling something, then we are making on that. Consequently, we are saying, giving a mezuzah to a goy, giving it now, we could have mezuzah, giving a mezuzah to a goy, so we could be toiling, we could say, this only is for Lifneive, if giving it to him. Because you're not Mamish directly teaching him. even if you broaden the Isser. So even if you don't do that, Sachleichter, you're only dealing with the evil. So therefore, Taka in Chanam, that took us two great Yidden, who said, Mamish, this principle, and it's going to have a theory. Much later on, the Shvili Dovid says the same thing. We're talking about Ifnivir, because Ifnivir is much easier, and therefore we are making on that. In particular, we're talking about Mezuzah, which is not clear that really we have here in Isidore Isis. So therefore, this is really the Machlok that we're talking about. Fine, good.
Can I just ask, yes. Mario, does he mention what Eva was talking about?
No, he doesn't say. But the Eva is, the Eva is clear that it's Shuvah. Because the other way, the Moishel...
No, I'm saying, but maybe they can get the way of getting out of it. Maybe them.
No, he said no. If they would be able to get out, they wouldn't have to shile. It's clear from that they could have an Eva. Look, let's put it this way. Now you're touching on something which I will talk about maybe very, very soon. How do you define Eva? What exactly is happening in Eva? Is it an immediate response from the goy to your behavior, or not an immediate response? What are we talking about? That's really what you are insinuating, so to say, more or less, right? That's what you mean. Okay, we're going to see in a moment. But what we have till now? What we have till now here is that there are three ways how to look at the dinim of Eva. One shita is the most kula de geshita, which is those who learned the Sefer HaTrumah, that is more quoted in the Ran, who learned Pshat in the Gemara and Daf Chuvov by Yehuda Le'akum, is even Yisodor Aisa, and even by Yisodor Aisa we are making. Because they don't differentiate. Also, the insa from Loishoma al Picho, it seems to be, they also learned in Isa Doraise. Loishoma al Picho, you know what I mean, what I'm talking about? But the Gemara Davova Medalev, the Gemara says that one of the reasons why you're not permitted to give the goy anything before you day him is one time the Gemara Bishomar Voch. What's a Voch? It's Rashi, because he's going to thank his whatever, right? His God, right? Whatever it is. What? It's Getschke, right? Where is it in Getschke? How do you say it?
Getschke.
Getschke. So, that's what is going to, so what's going to happen. So the laugh, lo yishom al picho. Lo yishom al picho. The question is, lo yishom al picho is a doraisa or not? Machlok se reshoim. So, memele, if you are saying lo yishom al picho is a doraisa, so then we understand the Gemara, I'm just repeating what I said earlier. If lo yishom al picho is a doraisa, so then when the Gemara said that the whole issue, if you were mati mishom evo, we understand that he did not want to be mati mishom evo when he said doraisa. But if you are saying, then we have to learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara really meant to say that he told him not to do it in such a way there should be no Eivor, because he should do it in such a way that to avoid anything, because we should, maybe we would not be Matir. Or we could say no, that he told him in Eitze they could avoid Eivor, but anything we would be Matir, we should be Eivor. Those two Malchim. Okay. That's the question, so the rest are not. But the most Machmed Gishik, the most Mekel Gishik is the Sefer HaTumah. HaTumah says even the rest is Matir, we should be Eivor. Then is Shittas HaToisis. Shittas HaToisis says that the Rabbon you could be making. The Raise says clearly to us that you are not making. The Ritvo in Daf Chuvov over there, in the Suge, says clearly that we are not making even an Isad Rabbon. And we explain, what does it mean we are not making even an Isad Rabbon? What do you have to be Mati Mishameva? Because everybody would agree, it's Bechur HaDovo. The Gemara says, Loilude, to have the girl have a child, is this Kengutezach? Why isn't she Kengutezach? Because the Memyalet will avoid the Kuchovim. Yeah? Is this Kengutezach? There's a Betik Abayis, the Betik Abayis puts a Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor. He was a doctor. So, and he, obviously for Panosa, was paid for that. He had to be Rabbi Goyim. He had to heal Goyim. The Rabbi Yoni wrote to him, right? And not only did he did the job of a midwife, because he was an OB, so he helped out in that respect as well. So Rabbi Yoni writes to him, "Oh, you marbe zera amolik. That's what you're doing. Marbe zera amolik."
The Ramban,
Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, Nachmanides. Yeah. Okay, so Take, he writes to him, Rabbi Yoni writes to him that he didn't like it. Now, why, however, so what's the Issa about there? So, according to the Ritz, for Take, there's no real Issa. We don't have real Issa here, but it's Mechua Adovo, and therefore, maybe you're making. That's what we see in the Gemara, because we don't find the Gemara real Issa about it. Right. The others would say maybe there is an Issa there. Rest is for the Issa. Now, you see, we could say maybe there is a kind of an Issa. What's kind of Issa? Because eventually the Goy and he, the Yolif Niva comes in here, that maybe this the sheriff, this young Goy, eventually will be Oved Avodah Zarah, and therefore if you are Gorim this Goy to be born, you are Oved Niva. There's an Ifniva, because you are creating a situation where he will be over. Okay, now in Ifniva we have a clan, as you know very well. Most Paschim hold, and Raman is a question, but most Paschim hold that whenever you're talking about a possibility somebody else could do it as well, then we don't have a situation, there's no problem, right? You could do it, there's no problem, right? So, therefore, if you're talking about such a situation, we could be making of Lifneiver. In particular, and this is an element which is used by the Poskim, if the person has to lose Tanosa because of that, so why should he lose Tanosa? The Goy will make the Geld. You know, why should the Goy act to make the money? He makes the money. If there is no real issue, so therefore he couldn't make it. In fact, the Chsav Soifer in one Shuvah, is like a make it for that. He has such a very similar situation because the government had requested that that the Yidden should see that they should have midwives, trained midwives, also be part of the pool of midwives that they are in town. And those midwives had to help not only Jewish ladies, but they had to help everybody. So this child came to Chsav Soifer, and Chsav Soifer was making. This is the children of Chsav Soifer. Chsav Soifer says that cutting the umbilical cord. Right. That is an Issa d'Oraisa. And nevertheless is Matir. And that's not mentioned Toises. Nevertheless is Matir. So why is it Matir? So that's a very interesting thing. Here you have an historical aspect here. What is it? Because here is Matir over there because of Eivor. Eivor. But in a different tshuva, which is in the Shmotesh of tshuva from Sefer Zimu Kufta Digdali, this tshuva I'm told you just about in Yerodei. But there's another tshuva in Zimu Kufla Beis in Yerodei. But there's another tshuva in the Shmotesh in the sixth volume of some Sefer, where over there is Machmir, in a similar situation. Now you would think that Hashmotesh Chelik Vos from some Sefer is a tshuva which was printed, or better, was written second, and the other one was first. It's just opposite. The opposite. The tshuva in Simchus Kufla Mebet in Yerodei was written 30 years after the tshuva which is printed in the sixth volume. Say the Achoinim, right? Everybody said it. The Yom Yankiv, everybody says it. It seems to be that the situation changed drastically. What is it? You know, there was a king in Austria, Joseph II. Maybe you don't know about him. He was considered to be a very liberal. What was the liberal about? Everybody's equal. Okay, not much equal. Yeah, the more equals, less equals. But what he, one of the things he established is that he started emancipation. Starting this, so therefore, Yidden could not be separate anymore. Once Yidden couldn't be separate, the similar situation that I told you just earlier with the midwives. Right? The situation. So they had to supply midwives. Once they were not separate, so then the Goyim would say, you Yidden are doing things only for themselves, not for somebody else. And that became now not a personal issue between Reuven and John, it became a communal issue. And once it became a communal issue, so then it's a shell of the Sakonas Tefoshes. And that's exactly what it's all about. In other words, if you're talking about an evil on an individual level, it's one thing. But if you're talking about a situation, not on the individual level, but you're talking about the communal level, it's a completely different story. Then it's a call of the forces. Now, once we have, and therefore, in the tshuva that you wrote, which is really the second tshuva, he was already dealing with a communal issue. But the first tshuva, when he's machmir, we're talking about an individual. The individual is Shonaitz again. Yes, please. What about you?
The individual could bring to a tzibur also, eventually.
Okay, so you see, this is really given for whoever has to pass in the shaila to weigh the pro and contra. I do agree with you. But once we understand this principle, we understand something very interesting. The story in the Gemara that was on the base was Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi. Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi was, as everyone understands, he was the representative of Klal Yisrael. and he had to do now with the whoever it was, the king, whoever it was over there, right? And the relation between him and whoever was the ruler of town or of the country, the king, count, who it was. He, Reb Yehuda Nisroel, was not an individual, he was Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if you're learning Pshat in the Gemara, that Reish Lakish told him that if there's no Eitzi, you can be Matim Shomeva, even if it's a Doraisa, and like the Sefer HaTrumah says, this is precisely because what I told you now, because we're talking about a situation where eventually, because of this, you are causing a Sakona for everybody. Like we find the famous Halacha in Erev Shabbos. In Erev Shabbos, we have an Halacha that you're permitted to join forces with any, when there's a situation of a fire, you are permitted to join forces with going to put out the fire by them, not only by us, even by them, because otherwise Chas v'Shalom, eventually it will reflect on us. In other words, this is already the situation when you're talking about it's a communal danger. Then Eivu is a shail of Sekhon Sefoshes. So you have an Eivu which is a shail of Sekhon Sefoshes, you could be Matis Adoraisa. If it's a situation of Bin Odom Lechaveiroi, that's a different story. So then for whatever it's you have to wiggle out, you have to do, to avoid it, you have to avoid it. If it's not the case, if you cannot avoid it, so then it's a Machlek Saposkim, the Ritvo, and Toysvis, you could be Meikle on the Rabbanu Adoraisa. Okay, now, at least that's what tells me. Ramoshe, and Chuvis goes along those lines, more or less, but he's very interesting. He is Medaik the Loshon of the Remo. The Remo says here, in Simcha Shad Garbi, the Maestro Ben Mzuze, the Nirle de Mekom Kom Bimokim Dike Le Mechash Mishum Evo, Vesheyera Mishum Zele Yisrael. What is this double Loshon? You remember that one? Right. Mishum Evo, Vesheyera Mishum Zele. So here he also refers to that Yera, because this might be an immediate effect on the Yid. Yera mishum ze. So this goes back to that aspect I told you earlier, because you don't know if there's an immediate response of the goy on what the Yid is doing to him, Yera, or when you're saying maybe eventually, you know, like the Potskin say, his marbe sine biliboy. With other words, it nurtures some kind of an animosity against the Yid, which eventually would work out, but it's not an immediate. Yeram is immediate, because the Goyim Mamish might do something wrong to him. So, Maskone de Mil says as follows, as you said earlier. Even the Shaila of Pekuloch Nefesh, of something of this sort, although it's called Evo, it's Vadimuto. If it's Nishke Shalif Pekuloch Nefesh, so then we have a Machlis Rishonim, the Rabbon and the Raisin, seems to be that even those who make the Raisin, as I said earlier, probably, they are only masking because it's a shell of Pekuloch Nefesh. If it's not so, it's a Machlis, it's the Ritva and the others, if it's, you're making the Rabbon, or you're not making the Rabbon, like the Ritva is not making, only the Toys is making. And finally, if there's an immediate sakona to the Yid, then it seems to be the remote that is making this the Beyer Aloy. This the Beyer Aloy, the remote says Ziva the Mezuzah, then also there's a mockery to be making when it's the Rabbonim. Before y'all, you should know that the Gro, the Gro in here, in the Resh Tzadik Aleph, in Hiches Mezuzah, when he writes the Mekor to the remote who is making against the Maril, he leads you to the Toysis. The Toysis in Avoy Dezora, in Daf Chovov with Aleph, who seems to be Mekel by Isad Rabbonon, and therefore seems to be, if you're learning of a Yeraloi, that it's an immediate response of the Goy to what you are doing, then we are Mekel because of the Eva, and because the Yid doesn't have to put himself into a... What?
You said Sakona, you didn't mean it. Not
Sakona.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Not Sakona. The Yeraloi. Yeraloi. Yeah, not Sakona. Sakona is the Antrimai. Sakona is the Pekuch Nefesh. Yeah, Yeraloi. Yeah. Any question?
Today's obstetrician.
Yeah, what?
From obstetrician today.
I don't know if that's your role.
What?
Yes.
You have to ask your role.
The Goyim's learning up that...
I don't know. It's not a simple story. It's not so simple. Yeah.
So the Goyim's learning up that...
Being a doctor today involves many, many, many shyness, and I don't know. I mean, who am I to say that, you know? But I don't know where the line is.
Yeah.
Because I do see, and I lived between people who were very much involved in that. You know, once you open the door, Mamesh, the pierce is to the very end of it. And then the whole Kedusha Shabbos just goes away.
Yeah.
Who am I to say about that?
What do they do to have
patience? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Who?
What do you say?
Still,
I'm being
over the
Zulu today.
Right.
Yeah, but you cannot be Machal Shabbos.
Very difficult.
The issue is not if it's a Avodah Zarah. The question is, you could be Mechal Shabbos. One second, hold on. Before I come to Masachem, one thing I want to tell you, there's an Eitzah, there's a famous Eitzah, right? And this Eitzah is applied in many, many ways. And this is, you know, whenever it comes to Shabbos, I remember when I took my training, you know. So, one of my uncle was a big time at Chochem, Shlach HaMoyer Roy. He told me, the erste Sache, he heard from the Radim Shlorov, the erste Sache, darf man tun, mach da Yisod HaRabbonon. The first thing, turn it on Yisod HaRabbonon. Take off the Yisod HaRaise. So here, there's a very easy answer. How any doctor, anybody, with this kind of situation, could turn it on Yisod HaRabbonon. Not according to everybody. What are you saying?
Klachayat.
Very good, perfect. In the Rada it's not always to do klachayat. If you make an operation klachayat, you know. But it's a nice answer. Well, he says, Bishaf, in Lech Shabbos, you need to, it always needs to be that your intention is to do the melacha. Right. What happens? One second. What happens if your intention is for your own sake? In other words, you don't mean the melacha. You just want to, you want to rescue yourself. You want to save yourself for the precautions of the goy, but you don't mean the melacha. So then, this is called melacha shem tzichlo gufo. And mimele, according to those from melacha shem tzichlo gufo, is the rabbanon. It's machlokes, right? But we are making on that. So therefore, this is the nature. This was the nature also in wartime. The Yidden would carry out an ID, because otherwise, if it was up in the street, he could be put into jail. Another word things. So then, he also, although carrying out, but if he had an intention that he does not carry out for the sake, because he needed it for himself, he needed only to save himself from any kind of harm, so to say. So there are many poskim will make it because that's Moshe Telegufo, and therefore they will make it on there. Okay,
the
my diff-
the
yeah.
Is learning the pshat in our mind is only to Moshe Telegufo.
Huh?
Going to
learning the Rabbon. Right. But as I say, no, it didn't mean it's a Rabbon. It's gone. There are many interpretations that I just gave you, Mamish, the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. Yeah, you can change another bit. But, okay, so I will tell you something. He told me today was the yoket of my Rebbe Oster, but it's all too. But, Helazon et Sandosh. Zanishan, Sandosh, Mamish, along those lines, right. You know very well. You have a Chumashiyah?
So what happened to
Tatzolo? What happened to Tatzolo? It's here on the corner of...
no,
for Flatbush, I mean. Bopak is a different one. What do you say?
For a guy. You should call.
You know, now you're putting me into a matter of Ava and anything like this. Nefesh, you know, in the last, along the side. What's that? I don't know. Look at Malashia. I'm tucked away. Ebstach Melson. No, the next door, Ebstach Melson. Okay. You know, so.
You go to a swarm store, the guy comes to a swarm store. They have to own the swarm.
Yes. Yeah. So.
What's the difference?
The apostle will make it.
What?
The apostle will make it on that.
What's the difference if the guy tells someone to buy a Mishnah?
Yeah, the Chlam, you're right. Nothing other way. You have to turn right.
There's also for that matter.
Well, I'm sure that those who hold the Rav Kook, so they prohibit it. I have no doubt about it.
The what?
Those who hold the Rav Kook in all aspects of life, right. They certainly prohibit it. No question about it. What's the matter? Yeah. So, next case. Can I continue?
Yeah, continue.
What? Yeah. Okay. So we have here the beginning of our Parsha, Parsha Struma. So the question is here: the Mishkan. I'm going to finish very soon. Very soon. It says here, the part of Mishkan, the question is, the Mishkan was Kodem Achet or Lach Achet, right? So the Ramban already talks about it. Pashtus, we're talking about Kodem Achet. Pashtus, Kodem Achet. But in the chronology of Psukim, it's also like this, because only the Chet is only later on in Pashtus Kisiso. Right? But, interesting thing here is, as you know very well, in the end of Mishpatim, here, Rashi learns it very interesting, very interestingly. Because Rashi says over there, at the beginning of Perik Chof Dalet, Vel Moshe Omar Aleh El Hashem, Ato Varen Lod Vavio V'chule, Nigash Moshe Levado El Hashem, Vem Lo Yigosh, that's before Matan Torah, that's what Rashi learns. ויום המויש ויצפה לאום את כל דבר השם ואת כל המשפוטים ויאנת כל האום כל איך ויאמר כל הדבורים אשר דבר השם נעשה. This was before that. Okay. Later on, the second part, says Rashi, Pshat, ויאמר השם אל מויש יעלה עלי אור ואי שום, זאת רצח שם לאחם, לאחר אחת. Okay, fine. So we have both here. In other words, the immediate parsha before Truma is not Kodem Hachet Lachar Hachet. Good, fine. So we have both here. We have here a parsha, the Perek of Dalet. The Perek of Dalet says both. Beginning Kodem Hachet and then Lachar Hachet. Then what does it say Kodem Hachet? Kol HaShadibar Hashem Naaseh. Ah, but it's not so simple, you know. If you learn Rashi, Chumash Rashi, you're always wondering. I'm sure you're wondering. Because then it says, ויקח מוישה חצי אדום, יוצא בגונויס, פיין, וונדבר. ויקח ספר הברית, then he wrote it. ויקרו באוזני האום, and he read it, ויאמרו, then כלל ישראל, כל השדיבר השם נעשה, ונשמע, דיסה נעשה ונשמע. So why was it first, when Moshe Rabbeinu told him first, before he wrote the ספר הברית, they only said נעשה, and now, after he wrote the ספר הברית, he read it to them, נעשה ונשמע. What's the passiert? What happened here? So you know, for this you need to learn Rashi. And Rashi says something very fascinating. Rashi says, in the beginning, v'skolam mishpotim, the very beginning, when he told them first, shiva mitzvot noyach, shabbat kibudavim poradumo, v'dinim shenitam b'moro. In other words, he told them the matzav of all the mitzvahs, but the stage of mitzvahs, which they reached now before Kabbalah Satorah Mamish. Kabbalah Satorah, they had to have Taryag. Here they didn't have Taryag yet, they were Moro and whatever they had before, the Shavim Mitzvah Benar. That's it. And on that they say Naseh. Now, after he wrote the Sefer HaBris, for some reason, it's called Sefer HaBris. Says Rashi, wo steht dort? Sefer HaBris mi Breishis, vad matan Teuro, um Mitzvah Shinestave Bemoro. In other words, when he spoke to them, he didn't tell them anything about Bereishis. Ignored Bereishis. He just told them the mitzvahs. When he wrote, he started to write the Sefer Torah from Bereishis on until the present moment, which is before Matan Torah, including the mitzvahs. Makara, what happened? Why did he write Sefer Bereishis? So I explain to you what it is. Do you know very well what's the difference between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shemot, at least until you get to Matan Torah? Thank you. So they do it to me at home too. So the difference is as follows. Sefer Bereishis is about Bechiri. Free choice. Because once Adam Rishon did whatever he did, so then they had Birurim. You need to have here now choose. Avraham Avinu chose, Yitzchak Avinu chose, Yaakov Avinu chose, and Avraham Avinu is gegangen weiter, Golos, v'chule v'chule. They had to choose. All Sefer Bereishis is about doing the right choice. That's what it's all about. When Klal Yisrael came to Matan Torah should have really started a new chapter in history. What is it? No choice anymore. You don't need to take choices. Natural. Like any kind of animal, any Balchai, is doing only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. It's a mechanism. He doesn't have choice. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in an instinct and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him to do that. What he's doing? Nase. They are going to do it. It will be a simple instinct within us to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. We'll be on such a level where we do not need Bechira. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, right? He told them, we're going to Matan Torah now. What are the mitzvahs now? Bam, 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 bam. Tshuva Tzvi Noyach, Moro, v'chule, v'chule. Nothing! Nishkep shum problem. Forget about Sefer Bereishis. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, whenever you do a deal, I mean, I'm not in business, but I do know when things come to best and how it looks like if you did not have an exit strategy. If you started a business without even an exit strategy, you don't have to reward me for this answer. If you don't have an exit strategy, don't start a business. When you start it, know how to get out of it. In case you have to make damage control, what you do? That you call plan B. Don't have plan B, don't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, we are going to enter here now. Beider Hashem, Matan Torah. Matan Torah will bring us Mamish Nase. However, I don't know what kind of test will be. It's kind of Zana Mai said that by 40 days later you're going to fail. Nah, Skenizain. Skenizain. I'm telling you, Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris will order also Breishis. What's the Bris here? The Bris will be, don't worry. Even if you fail and you go back to the old mode of safe operations of free of choice, looking for choice, needing to have bechira, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. Eventually, you're going to find the right choice. And therefore, we have here the Sefer, the Mishkan. The Mishkan is that was given to Klal Yisrael in both ways. On the way of Koyde Matan Torah, when everything is perfect, and also giving him the choice of doing tshuva and getting back. Thank you very much. Was given all the tshuva.
Sorry about the noise.
It's okay. Was clear? Thank you. What happened to you? What happened to you?
I'm going to send it to me.